Do you like this show, Paul? Sex in the City, Sarah Jessica Parker?
I've watched it some. I do. I like. I mean, it's watchable at times. Other times, it's not.
You like it, Bob?
I did. I thought it was fine.
You like the movies? I loved them.
I liked the one movie. I thought the second. One of them was good. The other one stunk. I forget which one.
I think sometimes more is less.
You know. Unless this 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's also What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very, very kindly, and we're answering your call. 93.7 The Fan will host the 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We'll broadcast live for over 26 hours. As we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us, go to 93.7 The Fan for details on the event and to register your local VFD. Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, Og Murphy Percozy, The Firm, and Gherkin Roofing and Contracting. And that's going to be quite an event for a great cause. I don't know. Crowley's trying to get a calendar going. Maybe Bob in overalls. I don't know what's happening there. But we're working on it. Meantime, yes, it is time. Well, first of all, Bob, you just saw me reading a physical sports page. It was the first time I had done that in a while. A Post-Gazette sports page. And I read that the Post-Gazette has been in service for 237 years, which means that Ron was there for the first year, right?
He is. He looks good for his age.
He really does. And we miss him desperately. Text in the city. Let's do it here. We rank them 1 to 10. Let's go, Nelly.
This one is from George and Plum. My border collie chewed up my Amazon package on our porch, so I looked at him and sternly said, "You dog, you."
Very nice. That's better than the alternative, which could be laced with profanity. "You dog, you" is a good one.
Or it could be, "Hey, Bob."
No. I have nightmares with that in my head. I'm never going to happen again. Never.
I give that a 5 or 6, I guess.
I give that one a 3.5, Bob.
A 3.
Nelly?
This one comes unnamed, but I wanted to bring it up. How did you guys not name Wilson from Home Improvement while naming famous Wilsons?
That's actually a good
point. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. I give that a 7. It's 5. Simple and a good question. Yeah.
I'll give it a 6. To the point. Not bad.
What's the old sitcom that's on all the time still that you watch? My wife and I watch Queen of what is it with the
King of Queens?
King of Queens.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that show.
Everybody loves Raymond. What do you watch?
King of Queens is a great show. I watch that. If that's on, I'll watch it. But I'll even go further back than that. If Cheers is on, I'll watch Cheers.
Yes.
Still, you know. Yes.
I used to love MASH. I don't know if that's considered a sitcom.
Do you still watch it though?
No,
that's my
the problem is I don't watch anything other than sports.
I watch Cheers. I watch Cheers, or I'll tell you the show I watch. It's not a sitcom, but the show I watch religiously, still two, three episodes a day sometimes, is In the Heat of the Night with Carol O'Connor and Howard Rawlins. Did you
ever
watch that show?
I never watched that show.
You remember the movie, right?
Yeah,
with Rod Steiger and Sidney Poitier. Do you remember the movie?
I remember.
So then they made, you know, a TV show based on the movie.
My wife and I had a 90s weekend where we watched Singles. You remember that one with Winona Ryder? And Serendipity with John Cusack. And there was one, Reality Bites, all those. From the 90s.
Reality
the early 90s.
Bites.
What happened? Bad things happened to Winona Ryder, didn't it?
I don't know. Which is sad. She was great.
Yeah,
I remember
bad.
That movie, Reality Bites. I do remember that movie. I never really loved it. I didn't really like that movie.
I thought it kind of threw sort of dirt or shade
or whatever you want to call it on people of my generation. Like we were all.
We're Generation X?
Yeah.
Are you Generation X?
We were all lost, you know, and had no direction and whatever.
Well, we were.
We weren't.
You found your way.
We weren't. And compared to these younger generations now, we are way ahead of the game.
In some respects, in some they're ahead of us. Nelly, go ahead.
Two quick ones. I'm going to read them back to back. I know that I'm not supposed to ask questions, but I cannot say this without saying his name. As Folsey mentioned on Saturday during a show, Steelers should go after a veteran corner like Stephon Gilmore. JPJ can learn from him. And then how many balls combined will Joe and Paul lose today? The over-under is set at 5. And that one.
Oh, that's easy. That's over. That's over by far.
Over.
I don't know. No. Over-under 5 balls lost?
And that's no disrespect. It's a tough golf course.
No,
and they have some they have fescue.
All I know is,
course.
All I know is I played Latrobe Country Club yesterday. I played Latrobe Country Club yesterday and did not lose a single ball.
That's well,
the same
you know
ball
what?
I started
that's
with.
Good, man.
The same ball I started with is the ball I finished with.
Yes or no? Do you like tree-lined golf courses versus what we see today?
Depends. Yes.
No, because then you put it in the trees.
Well, don't put it in the trees. That makes you a better golfer.
Thing. Easier said than done.
I like them as long. I like them as long as there are still holes where there's places you can hit the ball and not be under trees.
We have to go.
I don't like ones
Thank
that
you,
are
Bob.
Cut through the woods.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank right. you, Paul.
Bye. I go
Nelly.
Over 5.
Goodbye,
I predict 99 lost balls.
Thank you kindly.
Sun Chevrolet fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the
Thank
deals.
Thank you, Mr. Sun.
At Sun Chevy.